Amen. We have been really focusing a tremendous amount of time on prayer and becoming more and more of a house of prayer to the Lord. That's what we want to do here. And all of our efforts that we've been focusing on has helped us to become more of a praying people. And we've learned a lot of things about prayer. And most recently, what we're really focusing on is what I'm just calling, what are you praying for? Really trying to take a look at some specific things that we need to be praying for, more than just the physical stuff in our lives, but really focusing a lot more on spiritual things, spiritual needs and so forth. Last week we talked about praying for miracles. This morning we're going to start talking about, in the next couple of lessons, are really going to focus on various relationships that we have. And so we're going to talk this morning about praying for our relationship with God. Now I want you to think about that for just a moment. You mean we need to pray about our relationship with God? Yes. Yes. If you go back to some of the things that we've talked about prayer and also about the study of God's Word, remember we talked about those two sticks of dynamite. Remember that? You know, prayer and God's Word are the two sticks of dynamite that we have available to us. That our way of communicating with God. You see, that God communicates to us through His Word, and we communicate with Him back through prayer. Now, if you want to have a relationship with someone, what do you have to do? You got to spend time with them, right? You got to communicate with them. If you don't communicate with a person, you're not going to have much of a relationship. And so we need to be focusing on our communication, that is our prayer, with God in terms of building and strengthening our relationship. God wants to have a relationship with us. And when I talk about praying about our relationship with Him, I'm not talking about just simply praying that I can be a better Christian. Okay? And I think a lot of times that's what we do. We pray, God, help me to be a better Christian. Well, first of all, I'm not really sure what that means. Okay? It can mean a lot of things, I guess, to a lot of people, but I think we need to, when we're going to be praying, we need to be looking at the relationship that we have with God and asking for that deeper relationship and for us to get to know Him better. And that's what I want to focus on this morning, is getting to know Jesus better in our lives. Okay? If you go in your Bible to the text that was read for us, John chapter 17, the prayer that Jesus was praying before He went to the cross, Jesus, as He's praying this, identifies what eternal life is. You see? And the way He identifies it is that it is knowing God and His Son. You see? This, He says, is life eternal, that they might know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. You want to have eternal life, you need to know God and you need to know His Son. Well, what does that really mean, to know God? What is, when He's saying to know God and to know Jesus, what is He talking about here? Because a lot of people today, if you ask them, you say, well, do you know God? Do you know Jesus? They go, oh yeah, I know Him. And what they mean is, I've heard of Him before. I know about God. Yeah, I've read the Bible some, but that's not what He's talking about here. We're going to have another one of those Greek lessons this morning, and as I've told you before, I'm going to share some Greek with you, and when you get done, you'll know enough Greek to be dangerous just like I do. Okay? But it's important that we understand the meaning of some words that are used here so that we really grasp and understand when He talks about knowing God, what does that really mean? The first word that we find here is the word gnosko. And the definition of that, or how it is used, it says it indicates a relation between the person knowing and the object known. It's a relationship. That's what that word speaks of. You see? The other word that we want to focus on is oida. And that word means to have seen or perceived. to know, to have knowledge of. What's the difference between these two words? Well, basically, gnosko suggests inception or progress. And that's an important part of it, progress in knowledge. Oida suggests a fullness of knowledge. Thus, we're talking about a relationship, something that is growing. So when Jesus wants us to get to know Him, He's talking about not only a relationship, but a relationship where we're continuing to grow in our knowledge of Him. See? Not just knowing about Him. As I said before, a lot of people know about Him, but not as many know Him. And there is a big difference. You see, eternal life comes from a relationship that is in progress. Think about it this way. Think about people that you have known in your life. Maybe a best friend that you had, you know, when you were growing up. I think sometimes about a friend that I had by the name of Vincent. Vincent and I, you know, we grew up together back in Ohio when I lived over there. We hung around together all the time. Vincent and I were inseparable. Okay, whenever you saw one of us, you saw the other one. And we got into trouble together. We did a lot of fun together. You know, we were just together all the time. But once I moved from Ohio, you know, my dad got transferred. His dad got transferred. I haven't seen Vincent probably since I was 11 years old. I couldn't tell you today where Vincent is or, you know, what he's up to. I don't know anything about him. But back then, what's the problem? The problem is we didn't continue to allow the relationship to grow. You see, we knew each other back then, but we don't know each other any longer because there was no progress in the relationship. And you see, I think a lot of people have that kind of situation with God. Well, yeah, I met Him a long time ago. Yeah, I got baptized and I met Him back then. But there hasn't been a lot of progress in the relationship since then. And eternal life, as Jesus defines it there, requires that progress. In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 3, we find here, "And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commands." If we keep His commands. The word keep in the Greek language is tereo, and that means to observe or to give heed to. It's not just a one-time obey, but again, it is an ongoing thing to keep those commands. It's present tense. It's something that we are constantly or continually doing. And so what does that tell us? We know that we know Him. In other words, we have a relationship with Him if we keep on obeying what He tells us to do. You see, it's progress. It's not just, I obeyed the gospel, and unfortunately we talk in terms of that, you see, almost exclusively to other obedience. In other words, we say, did you obey the gospel? Yes, I obeyed the gospel, therefore I'm a Christian. End of story, right? No. No. It shouldn't be the end of the story. That should be the beginning of the story, you say? And that from that point on in my life, I am keeping His commands. I am progressing in my relationship with Him. Jesus defines eternal life as knowing God the Father and Jesus His Son, whom He sent. Well, let me ask you this question. How bad, or is it badly? I always mess up those kinds of things. Do you want to know Jesus? Okay? Look over in your Bible to Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 8. We'll pick up in verse 7. whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of doing what? Of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Look at verse 10. I want to know. There's that word again, gnosko. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. Well, that sounds really good, doesn't it? We all want to know that, right? Woo, convince me of that. Did I put you to sleep already? We want to know Christ and we want to know the power of His resurrection. Why? Because that means eternal life for us, right? And, wait a minute here. The fellowship of sharing in His sufferings? Becoming like Him in His death? Do we really want to know Him that way? I mean, the power stuff, that's kind of cool, right? Because like we talked about last week, He can do His miracles in our lives and help us with those Red Sea events and overcome and so forth. We like the power part. But then when it comes to the commitment part on our side of suffering and conforming to His death, that's a little bit more difficult, isn't it? You see, that's where, as a friend of mine used to say all the time, where the rubber meets the road, you see. Where we get down to what the real meaning of having a relationship with Christ is all about. To have that eternal life that Jesus prayed for, you see. It's not just all about being able to share in His power, you see, but it's being able to share in His suffering. That's what's required, you see. And being able to conform to His death. Jesus said, unless you do what? Unless you deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Me, you cannot be My disciples. What does that require? Well, we're talking about denying ourselves. Okay, we're talking about taking up our cross. That implies what? Some suffering here going on, and then ultimately dying. You cannot be in a relationship with Me. So when Paul says, I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection, I want to share in His suffering and conform to His death. And look at the last part. And so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Do you really want to know Christ in that way? Are you willing to really get to know Him in that kind of a way? You see, when we're talking about praying for a relationship with God, we need to be praying and asking God to help us to know Him. That is, progressively, to get to know Him in a way that we are growing constantly. And so we need to come to Him and ask Him, God, show me Your will for my life. God, help me to understand what You would have me to do. And we need to be praying and asking God to help me to understand what You went through for me so that I can do the same. And God, give me the strength as I go through whatever suffering that I go through in my life, that I may count it all to Your glory. You see, we need to be praying in that kind of a way for our relationship with God. Well, we do that because we say, well, I believe in Jesus Christ. what is it that you actually believe? Okay. Again, it comes down to the relationship that we have with Him. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul here, again, is talking about suffering for the cause of Christ. And he beginning here in verse 8, he says, "Do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me as prisoner, but join with me," and here's that word again that we don't like very much, "in suffering for the gospel by the power of God who has saved us and called us to a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher." That is why, verse 12, he says, "I am suffering." There's that word again. Okay? "I am suffering as I am." And then look at what he says here. "And yet I am not ashamed, because I know." There's that word again. But this time, the word that's used is not gnosko. It's oida. "I fully know." Say, "I fully know." He says, "I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him for that day." Do you know God in that way? You see? To have a progressive relationship with Him, an ongoing, ongrowing relationship with God, such that you have the confidence that says, "I know whom I believed in. There's no doubt, no question in my mind who He is." Have that kind of confidence. Brethren, we need to pray in our relationship with God that He'll give us that kind of confidence. And not only that, but we need to be praying and asking Him to guard what we have entrusted to Him for that day. You know, we've talked about so many times in here how, you know, we struggle and we're in the midst of spiritual warfare every single day. And we face our Red Sea events that we encounter from time to time. We bring those things to God and entrust Him with those things. That's relationship. You see? That's relationship, because that's based on faith. That I have a God who I know, without any doubt whatsoever, I am convinced He will guard those things that I've entrusted to Him. He'll give me what I need. You see, I want to encourage you. Don't be satisfied with your relationship with God wherever it is right now. Don't be satisfied with it. You see? But instead, pray about it. Bring your relationship into the throne room of God and ask Him to help you to know Him better. You see, and to strengthen you and guide you and to keep the things that you've entrusted to Him against that day. Your relationship with God will grow stronger and stronger all the time. We've seen so many times how God has answered prayers, haven't we? Over and over again. We got a whole wall of them over here on this side. Answered prayers. There's no reason to doubt that God will answer our prayers, seeking a stronger relationship with Him. After all, that's what He wants with us. Amen? Okay. So think about praying for your relationship with God. Okay. Seeking a stronger relationship with Him in that way. Now, maybe somebody here this morning who doesn't even have a relationship with God yet because you've not given your life to Him. And maybe that's weighing on your heart, and maybe you're at the point where you recognize that that's what you need to do in your life, is to give your life to Christ. Die to yourself. Call upon Jesus as Lord of your life and have your sins washed away in the waters of baptism. If that's where you are, if you're not a Christian yet, and yet you're ready to make a commitment, you want that relationship with God, then you can have that right now this morning. Okay? You need to confess Jesus is Lord. Call upon Him as your Savior. You need to repent of the sins that are separating you from God in your life, and have those sins washed away in baptism. And we have water that's ready right now if you're ready to make that commitment. For those who are already in Christ, perhaps maybe some of the things that I've shared with you this morning cause you to think about your relationship with God. That yes, perhaps maybe you obeyed way back a long time ago, but maybe not on a regular basis in continuing to obey and keep His commands. Maybe there's some things going on in your life that you need some help with. Maybe some struggles, some battles that you're fighting with Satan about that you need some extra help and prayers, and we can't help you with it if we don't know what it is. And that's what we want to do. We have an invitation time, an opportunity for anyone to come and to say, hey, here's what's going on in my life. Here's what I need. Or here's something I want to praise God about. We're going to stand together and sing the invitation song that Tom has chosen. And if we can serve you in any way, help you out with any matter whatsoever, especially in your relationship with Christ, all you got to do is come up and let me know. Ted, you going to be in the back? Ted will be in the back if you would like to just go back there and have a private talk and prayer with him. He'll be back there to receive you, and I'll be up here in the front. Let's stand together and sing. Tom?